Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. We've been speaking about this subject of the spirit of marriage, the competences, the kind of character, the kind of attitudes required to establish a healthy, thriving, flourishing marriage that fulfills its purpose. And we've touched how Sharia and the Islamic way of life is very concerned about supporting the family, its preservation, its enhancement, with very many laws, ethical teachings that are very family-centric. One other thing we notice is the family is the first home where children grow up in. This is the most important area for the preservation and protection of all the maqasid of Sharia. It is the foundation of all the other maqasid. This is the family institution which is responsible for ensuring that as children are growing up, they have their deen protected. And so the Quran informs us, "Ku anfusikum wa ahlikum naran," protect yourselves and your families from the fire of hell. The teachings of Islam and the preservation and promotion of faith starts at the home. The preservation and promotion of life, the fact that the giving of life, the health of children, the prevention of harm and injury to the individuals within the family, this is critical and an important maqasid objective of Sharia. Another one is the promotion and preservation of the intellect through education, through better thinking, through searching for knowledge. And again, the first school of the human being is the home. That's where we start to learn. The other thing is the preservation of the family itself as an objective of Sharia, where children get to know their parents. This is the first responsibility as human beings we have towards parents, towards our loved ones, our children. This is the area the Prophet ﷺ described the environment in which the best human beings exhibit themselves. The Prophet ﷺ said, "The best among you are those who are best to their families." So we look at the family as the opportunity where you can shine, that the standard of human goodness is actually how good you are to the family. So it's very much in line with the common saying that charity begins at home. The Prophet made it clear the biggest charity you can give, the most rewarding charity you can give, is that at home. And of course, this ties in to the preservation and promotion of wealth. And we see that through the laws of inheritance. We see that when it comes to the priority of helping, that you don't give zakat if you have not satisfied family needs. If your family still has needs that you have not yet met, then you have not reached the qualification that would require you to give zakat. So one thing we find about this whole subject area of the maqasid of Sharia is not just that a major objective of Sharia is the preservation of the family, but that objective of preservation of the family is actually working on raising the next new generation of human beings who will also start benefiting from the maqasid of Sharia, from the objectives of Sharia, but hopefully as better citizens that help make the world a better place.
Yeah, speaking on the subject of raising the next generation of human beings, a few years ago I read about a man who started an NGO. This was in the US. And his main target was looking at the community where he grew up and seeing how many people were maladjusted, how many people were dysfunctional. And he traced it right back to the home setting. And the main target for his NGO was how to help support the mothers primarily. Because once the mother gets the right kind of skill set and mindset for raising a child, for responding to a child's needs, for handling a child who's having a tantrum while handling whatever issues she's also dealing with, then she raises the child better. You have children who have cognitive challenges, have mental health challenges because of the kind of home background where they were raised. Sometimes the problem was in their infancy. It was fixed later, but they have some catching up to do. So he was trying to provide that kind of support. Now, what marriage does is give that structured support to the mother primarily, because she's the primary caregiver in most cases when the child is very young, to the mother, but also to the father, so that they can better play their role of caregivers to the younger generation. Marriage provides that structure. There's this common example we use, a common metaphor, that marriage is like a garden or a farm. You have things you want to grow. You have seeds that you want to grow into, crops that you will harvest, take to the market, get benefits. You don't just walk into the field and sprinkle the seeds wherever you like. There's a structure, there are rules where you put things. Then the most important, you actually put fences all around to give the sign to everybody else that this belongs to someone. And even for the animals that don't get hints, they don't pick hints, the fence will keep them out. So marriage, what's the point? That's the point. It's about structure as well.
And so when we look at the kind of importance Islam gives to this farm or this garden we call the home, the family, and how the rules and responsibilities, rights, and all that goes into these things, we spend so much of our time at home. We spend more hours with family than with any other individual. And marriage is a commitment to serve. As a Khalifa, as a fellow traveler, to fulfill my responsibilities and also have the opportunity to benefit from what the other person has to offer when they fulfill their responsibilities. But this is so important, and the benefits of marriage are so important, that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam described it as being similar to fulfilling half of your faith. That's a lot. But if you think about it, it is at the home that people know you the best. If you are going to grow and improve as a human being, your weaknesses would first be known at home. That is where somebody can gently help you identify your weaknesses, help you correct, help you improve, help you grow. And whatever problems you have outside in the bigger world, home becomes your shock absorber. It is where whatever happens, inshallah, so long as home is fine, you can come home to comfort, you can come home to rahmah. And so when we look at the role of the marriage in the bigger picture or bigger puzzle of life, it is important to recognize that we are in this world for something more than marriage. Marriage is very important. It fulfills half of your faith. That's 50%. But it's not the only thing in life. It is a very important piece of that puzzle. As we've already mentioned, each one of us is from Allah and going back to Allah. So on the day of judgment, it is Allah you are going to answer to, not to your husband, not to your wife. However, you will have a lot to answer when it comes to your treatment, especially of the family, and how you handled that aspect of your faith, because the religion requires us to do a lot on that home front. So this is important, because what we find is a number of couples where the husband or the wife find that the marriage is not working, and they are behaving as if that's the end of their life, as if that's the end of their purpose. Somebody is trying to think of suicide. Somebody is saying, I've wasted all my time, my resources, treating it as if everything has come to an end. Marriage is really important. Family is really important. But if people die around you, if your husband dies, your wife dies, your children die, if everybody around you dies, it's not the end of life. It is a part of life, not the whole. So the need to be very centered on Allah.
True. When you mentioned that part of people spend most of their time at home, it's at home your habits will first be noticed. The truth is, that is what happens in some cases. In other cases, it's not the same. Sometimes it's because of circumstances beyond people's control. They spend more time outside of home than in the home. They spend more time with friends, with colleagues, with contacts, connections, than with the family members. Now, I think it's important that from time to time, a family needs to reevaluate these things. A couple needs to check these things. How much time am I actually giving to my family? How much time am I giving to my spouse? That is a question you have to ask and answer consistently, because life happens, things happen, life changes. Currently, you find many people are struggling with the reality of having to spend a lot of time in their homes. They don't know what to do with the family members. They don't know what to do now they have to spend more time at home. If you find as a husband or a wife that it's hard for you to connect with your spouse, you don't need a soothsayer to tell you you need to fix that marriage. If you find that it's becoming really difficult for you to even identify what's going on with family members, how are they doing, how are they feeling, you don't need someone to come in and counsel you that your marriage needs you to sit down and to take a good look at it and say, what am I going to do about this? So yes, we both totally agree that marriage is not everything. Marriage is not life. Your spouse is not your whole life. Your spouse is important to you, like he is important to me, very important. But he knows he's not my whole life. He's not the center. He's somewhere close to the middle, but Allah is right there in the middle. So fi sabilillah, when you focus on Allah, then you know you really need to do what you know is right for your spouse, for yourself, for your family, between you and Allah. This is important.
And again, something we will keep repeating and repeating is the fact that Allah has created us in nija'ilun fil ard khalifa. He has put us on earth as his representatives, as his ambassadors, as his trustees, as his vicegerents. And so that connection must always stay strong. Because when Allah says, وَأَتَسِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا, you know, for everybody, collectively, let's hold on to that rope of Allah. If others don't hold, you better hold. Because when the chips are down and you go through difficulties in life, you realize if you are having problems with your marriage, don't release that rope of Allah. If you are having problems with your children, don't release that rope. If you are having problem anywhere, that is one rope you should never let go of. Consequently, we must recognize that as khalifas, as representatives of Allah on earth, doing our best in our limited capacities and with all our imperfections, I have to fulfill my role as a khalifa in the family also. This is not just I'm a khalifa of Allah on earth, but on earth, yes, but priority as a married man or as a married woman, family comes first. And so the Prophet made it clear, kullukum ra'in, every one of you is a shepherd and is responsible for his flock. So whoever Allah has put under you, you are responsible for taking care of that person. Whether it is the family, whether it is taking care of your husband and the home, whatever it is. But in the context we are discussing here, the family, let us remember that our responsibilities to our family are responsibilities we shall answer to Allah for, or answer to Allah when we meet on the Day of Judgment. But usually the results of how we handle that we start to see in this world. So you can make your fid dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan, or you can make this world a hell if you don't manage your family properly.
One thing I would like to add as we come to a close of this episode is the remembrance we must have consistently that everything that happens to us is nothing but a test. If it's good, it's a test. If it's unpleasant, it's a test. Allah is the only constant. Everything else is subject to change, even when it comes to our marriage. Therefore, to wrap up, we are really just saying, when people ask what's the point of marriage, the point is we are born, we will die. Our whole life, everything in between that point, is all meant to be geared towards returning to Allah with sound hearts. Everything we do along the way should align with that, including how we conduct ourselves in our marriages.
And so, as we come to an end of this episode, the spirit of marriage, and we will carry on with this series, we shall remember, inshallah, that the responsibilities we have in marriage are individual responsibilities that Allah will call us to account. So whatever is happening in your marriage, don't forget, as Allah says in the Quran, your amwal are a test, your azwaj, your wealth, that is, and your wives, and your auladukum fitna are a trial for you. And we must learn the competences, the attitude, and the character to pass the test of having a good family in this life and inshallah together in the hereafter. Until next time, thank you very much for your attention. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you for listening. Kindly share with your family and friends and subscribe to our channel. And don't forget to follow us on our social media handles on Facebook, on Twitter, and on Instagram. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.